Today's Shir Masechta Sota Daf Mem Beis. We will begin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to discuss the midah, the terrible behavior of having chanufa, trying to flatter somebody just to gain favor. Vamar Beloza Kol Adam Shesh Bei Chanufa. Anybody who has chanufa, Naifel BeGehenem, will fall into Gehenem Shenemar. Hoy, ha'imra l'ra toiv, l'toiv ra, those that call something bad good or something good bad. Maksiv achrov, what does the pasuk say afterwards? L'chein, kechol kash, l'shoin eish, v'chashash l'hova yirpeh. Such a person will be burnt. And the morale explains that the reason why such a person is deserving of Gehenem is because Gehenem, says the morale, represents nothingness. And somebody who lives that life, as the pasuk just described, is, he calls what's good bad or vice versa, is not really worth much. The Yaakov has a different explanation. He says that the Chazal teach us that a dayan, a judge, is supposed to look at himself as if Gehenem is open below him, and that will cause him to remain honest. Says the Yaakov, somebody who acts in this way, that he does chanufa, says the Yaakov, such an individual is the person that doesn't, is a person that is doing just the opposite of what Chazal want us to do, and therefore he deserves to fall into Gehenim. Amar Rav Elazar kol ha'machnav l'chaveroi, somebody who acts in this fashion, soif nafel b'yadoi. The person who tried to flatter someone else and thought he'll gain favor and he'll accomplish something, actually at the end, he'll fall into the hands of the person that he tried to do chanufa to. V'meinu nafel b'yadoi, says the Gemara, if he doesn't actually fall into his hands, nafel b'yad banav, he'll fall into the hands of his children. And if not in his hands, Neufel Biyad Ben Bono, his grandchildren. Shenemar, the Pasuk tells us in Yirmiyahu that Hananya ben Azur was a Navi Sheker, and he said after Yechonya went in to Golis, he said that Yidnuchvichanetzar will be displaced. Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu says to him, Yirmiyahu al-Chananya, Amen ken yas Hashem, Yochem es tverecha. That he says, halavai, you're right. And Ksiv, instead of telling him what you're saying is not true, he actually supported him. Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'hi hu b'shab ben yamin, as Yirmiyahu was leaving Yerushalayim, v'sham bal p'kudas, that there was somebody that was appointed to watch that no one shall leave Yerushalayim to make peace with the enemy. Ushma Yeramiah ben Shalmi ben Chananya. Yispas is Yirmiyah Navi. This person who was a descendant of Chananya ben Azor, Leim Elakazim Atanoifel. And he said that you're going out to make peace with them. Yoyme Yirmiyah, and Yirmiyah says, Sheker. And in Neufel El Kazdim, I'm not going to make peace with them. And he was taken, dragged off. And this happened because he tried to show favor to this Russia. And the morale explains that we have to look at a Russia and a Tzaddik as their opposites. And one cannot coexist with the other. But Taisa says that even though we're learning in our Gemara how one has to avoid chanufa, if it's a situation of sakana, then it's mutter. But Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees. And Rabbeinu Yoina says that as our Gemara is teaching us, chanufa is such a terrible behavior that even in a situation of sakana, one should avoid chanufa. And many achronim ask that we know that there are only three averis for which one is supposed to be ready to give up his life. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raos, and Shfichas Damim. So how do we understand what the Rabbeinu Yonah explains? So they explained that what it means is that sometimes what somebody's trying to accomplish with Chanufa is that they're trying to accomplish that what is supposed to be done should not be done. And that type of behavior of trying to change what the halacha requires to be done and trying to accomplish that it should not be done is so unacceptable, to which Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's considered an act that one should give up his life rather than do chanufa. There are others that say that Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah are not really disagreeing. And Rabbeinu Yonah is not speaking about a situation of actual pikuach nefesh. Certainly, in a case of actual pikuach nefesh, one does not have to give his life up to avoid chanufa. What Rabbeinu Yonah is speaking about, where it's not a great situation, but it's not something which is actual chanufa. The Mashal explains this Gemara, because the Pasuk says that when the Pasuk gives the yichus of Shema Yiriyah ben Shalmiyah ben Chananya, why was it necessary to mention his father's name? Says the Mashal, what our Gemara is teaching us is the lesson that we're learning in our Gemara. That the lesson that we're learning in our Gemara is that somebody, by doing chanufa, will fall into the hands of the person that he did chanufa to. And if he won't fall into that person's hands, he'll ultimately fall into his children or his grandchildren. And that's why he explains the pasuk goes out of its way to mention this person's name, to show us the person's yichus, that that's exactly what was being taught, what is the repercussion of chanufa. Bamar Blaza, kol eidah sheyesh bei chanufa. If there's a community where chanufa is prevalent, musa kanida, it's disgusting like anida. Shnema kadas chanuf galmud. A community that acts with chanufa is separated like anida, as the Gemara explains. Shem kem bekar chayoyim, karim l'nidal gamuda. In the islands, they used to call a nidal gamuda, ma gamuda. And why is it called a gamuda? Gamula mebala, she separated from her husband. And the moral explains that somebody who does chanufa should be separated from a community. And therefore, the person who is a chanuf should be like the nida who separated from her husband. And he goes on to explain the reason somebody does chanufa is because they think by doing chanufa they'll be able to get close to that person. But actually, by doing chanufa, the opposite occurs. And the Marshal explains that Rabbi Elazar here is speaking about the Meraglim, that they also tried to lie and do chanufa to Klal Yisrael, and therefore, that's why we find, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, that Kalev and Yeshua separated themselves from the rest of the Meraglim, just like our Gemara says, a husband separates from the wife. The Ibn Yaakov explains that just like Anida, even if she'll put on the nicest jewelry, it wouldn't help her. She has to separate from her husband. This person tries to make himself close to that other person, but it wouldn't help. But the Ibn Yaakov also gives a different explanation. He says, even though our Gemara is teaching us how terrible chanufa is, we could also learn from our Gemara that just like Anida, after she completes being Anida, she goes back to her husband. Even if somebody has the terrible midah of chanufa, could do tshuva and be able to come back. The Ben Yoyada says, what is the comparison between chanufa and Anida? Anida is the dam nidas coming out of the body of the woman. And the chanufa are the words of chanufa that are coming out of the mouth of the person who does chanufa. V'amar Blaza kol eidah sheyesh bechanufa, a community that has chanufa in it, l'soif goyla, will go into golus. K'siv hocha k'edas chanuf galmud, v'k'siv hosam v'mata b'lvavecha mi yiladli es'ela v'nishkula v'gamuda goyla v'sura. So we see that they go into golus. And the Maral explains that why is that the punishment? Says the Maral, the words of Chanufa are not really very strong words. They're not really words that have meaning. And something that doesn't have strength, something that isn't serious, is easily blown away. So too, people who act with Chanufa, their behavior is very weak, and therefore they're able to go into galus. Din Yaakov explains that we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu the choice that his children should go to galus and to Gehenim. And therefore, we see that galus and Gehenim travel together. So we learned earlier that somebody who does Chanufa will fall into Gehenim, he will also fall into galus. The Marsha explains that we find that the Meraglim, as we said a moment ago, violated Chanufa, and that was one of the sins that ultimately caused that Klal Yisrael should go into galus. So he explains that that's the same here. By doing Chanufa, ultimately somebody goes into galus. There are four groups of individuals that won't merit to see the Shechina. Kas Leitzim, people who aren't serious. Kas Chanifim, people who do Chanufa. Kas Shkarim, people who lie. The Kas Mesapri Lashon Hara, and those that speak Lashon Hara. The Masha explains that the common denominator between all of these people is that they do averus with the way that they speak. The Yarish Devash explains that all these people lack the tamimus, and the Torah requires that we be tamim tia Hashem alakecha, and therefore these people who violate them will not have bizoich to see the Pnei Shechina. And as they saw, that Pnei Shechina means that somebody will be able to ultimately see Gan Eden, will be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These people with their behavior separate themselves from Hashem, and they won't be able to see Hashem. And the Eitz Yosef takes this even a step further. And the Eitz Yosef suggests that not only will they not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba, but there are opportunities sometimes that somebody could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, but these people will not have that tzchus. How do we know this, says the Gemara? Case Leitzim, Diksiv Moshech Yodayas Leitzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separates himself from the Leitzim. Chas HaNefim, Diksiv Loi Lefonav Chanof Yavai. Somebody who does Chanufa cannot appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Case Shkarim, Diksiv, people who lie. Doi V'Shkarim Layikai L'Negar Einai. Case Mesapri Lashon Hara, Diksiv Kiloi Kel Chefetz Resh Ata LaYigur Chara. Tzadik Ata Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzadik, and therefore LaYoga B'Migur Chara, somebody who acts this way cannot be close to him. Even though we've just finished learning, our Gemara has taught us how serious Chanufa is, still there's a very interesting Pela Yoyitz. He says that a person feels that his wife will feel better if he gives her a compliment, even if it's a compliment that maybe she doesn't deserve, if it will increase the shalom bayis in the home, then maybe it's permissible. Our Gemara just spoke about how terrible it is to lie. The Mefarshim say that if somebody is concerned that he may be saying something which is not true, which we just learned how terrible it is, he should say the pasuk that we just learned in our Gemara. By repeating the pasuk of Doivishkarim Layika and Lagan Ainai, that's a skula to prevent somebody from lying. The Stechemet has a discussion we just learned in our Gemara, how one has to avoid the Midah of Chanufa. And the question is, if there's somebody in power and be able to work with him, Chanufa is required. Well, sometimes we call people by titles, says the Stechemed, that they don't really deserve. Says the Stechemed that if that's the title that everybody calls him, and it's going to help the community, that one may consider that under those circumstances, chanufa is permitted. Our parak begins discussing Meshuach Machama. We know that Klal Yisrael went out to different types of wars. There's a Mechemes Mitzvah, there's a Mechemes Rishus, and there's Mechemes Harvacha. Mechemes Mitzvah is when we're required to go to war. Mechemes Rishus is when there's a threat of enemies. And Mechemes Harvacha is when we go out to war to, we should conquer lands that are near Eretz Yisrael, that we need to expand Eretz Yisrael, or we need to raise income to Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah Kedosha speaks about a Meshuach Machama, that as they go out to work, to war, he has to speak to the people. And he gives them encouragement and what he's supposed to do, what they're not supposed to do. He also tells them who is worthy of going out to war and who is not worthy of going out to war. Says the Gemara, so we learned in the beginning of the previous perek that a Meshuach Machama, when he goes out to the war, he has to speak to them. And the question was, what language does he say what we've been learning he has to say? Says the Mishnah, Meshuach Machama Shabbat Shemedaber Al'am, at the time that he speaks to the people, B'loshen Kodesh Medaber, he spoke in Loshen Kodesh. As the Pasuk says, V'hoyike Karavchem Al'Machama, as Klai Yisrael come close to Machama, V'nigash HaKoyin, the Koyin should come close. Who is this Koyin? The Koyin Meshuach Machama. We're referring to the Meshuach Machama, V'dibal Am, B'loshen Kodesh. And then, as the Yerushalmi teaches us, as we're going to see in the Gemara, he says the original speech, and after he gives the original speech, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there are other people, because there's obviously concern that not everybody understood Lashon Kodesh, so there are other people, Shaitrim, and that, sorry, Tzvayis, officers and Shaitrim, who would interpret what he said into the language that the people understood. And the Sefer Eini Shmuel explains why it wasn't necessary to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. So he says that we learn often in Midrashim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not really punish a nation, punish an enemy, until it's Sar, it's Malach in Shemayim, hears what he falls as well. And since the Malachim in Shemayim speak in Lashon Kodesh, therefore it's most appropriate that the language in which this Meshuach Machama speaks, which is primarily to win the war in Shemayim, should be said in Lashon HaKodesh. I saw that the Sefer, that the Ben Ish Chai, the Sefer Ben Yoyada, has a very beautiful pshat. He explains that what makes Klal Yisrael prevail in war, and what Chas V'Shalom makes Klal Yisrael lose in war, is if Klal Yisrael acts in a moral fashion, then they would speak, then they will prevail. And if they won't, then if they don't act in a proper moral fashion, they won't prevail in the war. What makes Lashon HaKodesh, he says, so special, is that in Lashon HaKodesh, there are no words to describe different parts of the human body, the private parts of the human body. And that's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh, because it's a language that separates us from the Aveira of Erva. And therefore, it's appropriate that it should be said in Lashon HaKodesh, because realizing as much as we separate ourselves from acting in an immoral fashion, that is the way we're going to win the wars. There's a machlokes rishonim, by which type of war did the Meshuach Machama make the speech that we're learning about. The Rambam says that this was only said by a Melchemes Rishus. The Raiva disagrees, and he says that the speech was not just made by Melchemes Rishus, but it was also made by Melchemes Mitzvah. So continues the Pasuk, The pasuk says, "V'dibar alam b'loshin kodesh." Vaymer leimer. What does it say? Shema Yisrael. Atav krema yoyim ala avechem. Who is the enemy? Loi alachechem. We're not going to battle with our brothers. The war is not Yehuda on Shimon, or not Shimon on Binyamin. Shim tippel b'yadim. If chas v'shalom, you will fall into the hands of your brothers. Yirachmu aleichem. They will have rachmanis on you. K'may shenamar, as the pasuk says, when there was a war between Melch Yehuda and Melch Yisrael. V'yikuma anoshim shenikvu b'shemus. The people who are mentioned. V'yachzivu b'yishivya. V'kol mareim b'yishum and ashalom. That they took the clothing that they had captured v'yil b'yishum, and they gave them to widows' clothing. V'yanilim, they put them in shoes. V'yoychlim, and they gave them to eat. V'yeshkim, they supported them. V'yuschim, and they anointed them. V'yinalim b'chamerim, v'kol koshel. Anybody who couldn't walk, they put on a donkey. V'yaviyum, v'yiricha irat tamarim etzal achichim. They brought them back home. V'yishu v'shamrim. But he tells them, that's not who you're going to war with. You're going to war with your enemies. Shem tiplu b'yodam. If chas v'shalom, if you fall into their hands, says the Gemara, tiplu aleichem, emirachem aleichem. They won't have any rachmanas on you, and therefore you have to be most careful in how you go out to war. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah Melchama continues and says to them, ayerach levavchem. Don't be weak. Al tirav al tachbisu. Don't be fearful. Al yerach reichem. So what does this mean? Al yerach levavchem. Don't be weak. Neitzal susim. The horses make a lot of noise. Tzuchu v'aravos. If they hear the enemy going with their knives and the weapons, al tirpu. Don't be scared. Neikavas terisim. The soldiers marching. V'shafas ha'chalaksim. You hear that there's so many soldiers. Al techbasu, don't run away. Mikol kronos, from the instruments that they used to blow in war. Al tartsu, don't be scared. Mevnei kol tzvachis, from what they make noise. They used to do different things to cause them to be scared. The Mefarshim debate, we spoke about that how generous and kind one part of Klai Yisrael were to another part of Klai Yisrael when they went to war. The Mefarshim debate, is that something that the Navi told them to do, and they did it as the Navi told them to do, or was something that they themselves that understood that they're supposed to do? Says the Gemara, Keshem Elokeichem Ahoylech Imochem, Hein Bayim B'Nitzchonoi. They come with the thinking, Shabbos Vadam. They think that the weapons that they have will make them win. Atem Boim Ben Tzchani Shemakoim. But we come with having a Kadosh Baruch Hu behind us. Plishtim Bo Ben Tzchani Shagoyus. The Plishtim relied on Goyus, who was extremely strong. Maha Yosefa. What was the end of Goyus? The Soif Nafal Becher of David. He fell into the hands of David. V'naflu, and there, at that time, V'naflu Amon, Imoi. V'naflu Amon, his entire nation, fell with him. B'nei Amon Bo, B'nitzchayne Shal Shoyvach. They had a very powerful general. His name was Shoyvach. And that's what they relied on. Ma'a Yosefer, what was the end of that? L'soif Nafal B'cherev. He too fell in the sword. V'naflu Imoi, and the entire nation fell with him. V'atem, however, you, Klai Yisrael, E atom kain, it's very different with us. Kashem al kechem hailichimachem lechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with you. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with you? Samachna Oren. As we know that the Oren came along with Klai Yisrael in all of their battles, and the Torah is with us. So we learned in our Mishnah that the Meshuch Mechama encouraged them and told them, and Rabbi Yonah says that this isser to not be scared, he says a person is obligated no matter what situation, not just in a situation of war, but in every situation, he has to be talking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not worry. The Ramban disagrees, and he says that a yerech levavchem doesn't mean that a person is not allowed to be afraid. What it means to say is that you have no reason to be afraid. The Meshuach Mecham is not telling the people that they have no reason to fear war. People should fear war, but what they need to know is that when they're going for Mechemes Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there for them. So ask the Megillas Esther, how could the Ramban explain that what he meant to say was that we're going to certainly have victory when we know that every battle comes with casualties? And there were situations when Klai Yisrael did not prevail in war. So he says, so the Kilos Yaakov, the stipel, explains that the Meshuach Mechami, even according to the Ramban, is not guaranteeing victory. Because Klai Yisrael doesn't, if Klai Yisrael doesn't have the Schusim, they can lose the war. What he's saying to them is that we just learned in the Mishnah about all the frightening sounds that the enemy makes. And what he's telling them, those sounds have no outcome on the what will happen of the during the war, and therefore you don't have to be scared about them. He says that if Klal Yisrael is destined to win, they're going to win, and all of those noises are meaningless. And if they're not worthy of winning, then those noises are indeed something they need to be scared of. Says the Gemara, V'diba al-Om. We learned in the Mishnah, V'diba al-Om, and the question is, my comer, what that has to be said in Lashon Kodesh, and how do we know, asked the Gemara, that it has to be said in Lashon Kodesh? Hachi comer, Shenema, the Pasuk says by the Meshuach Mechama, V'diber, and by Kabbalah Satorah says the Gemara, Omer, Moshe Yadav Elohim, Yanena Bekal, Ma'al Ahalan, just like by Kabbalah Satorah, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke the Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan, the Meshuach Mechama speaks the Lashon HaKodesh. Tanur Rabbanan, so the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, V'nigash HaKoyin, V'dib al-Am, Yochel Kol Koyin Shiyirtza, we would think that any Koyin has the right to make that announcement. Tamaloyma, V'dibru HaShoytrim. The Shoytrim repeat what the Meshuach Mechama said. And says the Gemara, Mas Shoytrim, when we speak about the Shoytrim, the officers who are at a war are individuals who Mamona, who were appointed to this position. Af Koyin, so too that the Koyin that is appointed is somebody Mamona, who was appointed to that position. Vema, says the Gemara, maybe the Meshuach Mechama was the Koyin Gadol. Says the Gemara, no, since the Pasuk compares the Meshuach Mechama to the Since the Pasuk compares the Meshuach Mechama to the Shoyta in the Meshuach Mechama, Dumi the Shoyta, Ma Shoyta Shesh Mimun Al Gabav, there was a Shoyfit who was above the Shoytrim, the Shoyftim, the judges were above the Shoytrim, Af Kayin Shesh Mimun Al Gabav, it must be the Kayin who has somebody above him, but the Kayin Gadol has no one above him. But ask the Gemara, why are we saying that the Kayin Gadol has no one above him? Kayin Gadol Nami, doesn't the Kohen Gadol have somebody above him? Says the Gemara, yes, the king may be of a higher stature than the Kohen Gadol, but the king's job and the Kohen Gadol's job are totally different. And we're talking about Avodas HaKamar, and what they're responsible for, the Kohen Gadol has no one above him. Ve'maskan, then ask the Gemara, maybe it's the assistant Kohen Gadol, and the assistant Kohen Gadol has someone above him. Answer the Gemara, Skan Lab Mamunahu. The Skan is not really appointed to a position. The Tanya, Amr Chanina Skan Kahanim, Chanina himself was a Skan Skanim, Lam Skan Mamuna. He doesn't really have a job. He's only there, Shemir Psuba Koin Gadol, that if something will cause that the Koin Gadol becomes incapacitated, Nichnas Misham Tachtov. He's there to be the backup. And since Minaraisa, this is the way Tosfos explains, he doesn't have a position that comes with any real authority, with any real job. That's why he's not considered a Mamunah. He says, we learned in the Mishnah that the Mamunah says to them, Amalem Shema Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Maishna Shema Yisrael. Why did he have to say Shema Yisrael? Amar Rav Yochanan Shem Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. What he was saying to them was, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael, Afilu lo kiyamtem el Kriya Shema Shachar Arvus. If the only mitzvah you performed a Kriya Shema Shachar Arvus, that will be enough. Iatem Nesorim B'yodam. That will be enough to save you, that you will not fall into the hands. And I saw that the Sefer L'Shmoy L'Mudim explains what is the significance of Shachar Arvus. We know, he says, that Shachar is said in the morning when the sun comes out. And Maariv is said in the evening when the moon comes out. The Goyim, the Akum in those times, worshipped the sun and the moon. And he was saying to them, you Klal Yisrael, who don't worship the sun and the moon, can win the war over people who win the war. Another pshat that I saw is that Klal Yisrael, by just reciting Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, by recognizing that who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that is enough for Klal Yisrael to be able to win the war. And the Chofetz Chaim used to say to soldiers who went out to war that somebody who recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every moment of his life, if somebody says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and he's completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all situations, that schus is the schus that a person should be, that is the schus through which a person could prevail in war. The Meshech Chachma explains this Gemara that what was bothering Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that this entire parasha is said b'loshen rabim. He says, Atem kreivim hayoim. The Meshuch Muhammad said to them, Atem b'loshen rabim, Atem kreivim hayoim. So why all of a sudden does he change tense and say Shema Yisrael loshen yochid? He should have said Shimu Yisrael, just like everything else he said b'loshen rabim. It must be that it's coming to teach us a lesson. What is the lesson that we're learning from here? He explained, the lesson that we learn from here is that a person, the lesson that we're supposed to learn from here is that a person has to have absolute faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the person who has absolute faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to worry about. The Mefarshim go on to explain that this, the Shem Shmuel explains this, that it's this parasha of Shema Yisrael is only recognized by somebody who's part of Klal Yisrael. Only Klal Yisrael who are Bonim L'Mokim, and by declaring Shema Yisrael, recognize the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And he goes on to explain, this is a person that declares Shema Yisrael, he's declaring his special, that he's not only serving Hashem, but he's serving Hashem out of a Havas Hashem. That person is the person that will win in the war. And he continues telling them, Ayerech l'vavchem al tiru, Tanabaram p'mayim medabi imam, sometime p'mayim medabi imam. He speaks to them twice. Achas b'sfar, once at the border, right before they're leaving the country. Achas b'muhammad, once that they go right out to war. B'sfar ma'o aymer, at the border, what does he say to them? He says, Shimu dvorai ma'archel muhammad. The Kohen says that people who are, now we have to decide who is the person that could go out to war and who is the person that should not go out to war. But Muhammad Ma'o Aymer, and continues the Gemara to say, what does he say as they actually go out to war? Ayerech levavchem, al tirav al tachbis v'al tarzu, keneged, as we just learned in the Mishnah, abedvarim, shayv dekacham oisim, the various activities that the Akum do when they go to war, Megifim, Miriam, Tzvachim, Veroimsim, they do all of these different activities to frighten us, and we have to show that we're not frightened. And we learned in the Mishnah, Plishtim Bob and the Tzchon Shagoyus, the Plishtim tried to rely on Goyus. Says the Gemara, what's the story with Goyus? What does Goyus mean? Says the Gemara, Goyus Amar Biachan Shama Begili Ponim Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. He stood in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu with tremendous chutzpah. And he said, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Birulchem ish v'yeril alai. Pick any person to go to battle with me. Whom did he mean, says the Gemara? Einish, whom he meant was El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, as we say in the Shira, Hashem ish mechama. Amma HaKadosh Baruch Hu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hareini ma'piloi, you're saying this? Hareini ma'piloi yad ben ish. And then I'm going to have him fall in the hands of a person who is called a ben ish. And that is the David ben ish afrasi hava. And the Mefarshim explain, what does this mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was declaring that he's going to fall into the hands of David HaMelech. And David HaMelech at that time was not well known. He was just, his whole yichus was that he was the son of Ben Ish, that he was the son of a great person, the son of Yishai. And that even though he's not a person that had his own reputation yet, he fell in his hand. Goliath said things that caused him ultimately to trip up. Echad, he said, that he was saying to pick a person, and what he was saying, that that person will ultimately prevail. Vidach, he said, if anybody could beat me, and indeed David HaMelech beat him. Vidach, the Kamalei, LeDavid, Goliath said to David, Hakelav Anoichi, Katabalai Bemaklis, am I a dog that you come after me with sticks? Says the Gemara, David Namalai, Atabalai Bekhera Bekanis Bekadin. He said, so what's the piv, where does his mouth trip him up? Hada Amalai, Benoich Balak Hashem Hashem Tzvokas Lakem Rachs Yisrael Asher Raftai. You thought that you could win against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that he's the one that controls everyone. And the Tverasin explains, what is the significance of this Gemara? We know that the number three represents a chazaka. And he was saying that he already, by saying this three times, we were certain that he had no chance of winning. V'yigash Plishtim Hashkin V'arif. The Pasuk says that the Plishti teased them every morning and every evening. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, today levatim krishma. What he was trying to accomplish was that they shouldn't say krishma, shachas v'arvis. That they shouldn't say krishma in the morning and the evening. And as we learned in our Mishnah, the power of krishma, as the Marsha says, we learned in the Mishnah that Klal Yisrael, if they just have the schus of krishma, they could prevail in the war. That's why Goliath was trying to prevent them from saying krishma. And as the morale goes on to explain, as we were learning in our Gemara, Goliath's real battle was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he wanted to prevent them from saying Shema Yisrael, which as we've been learning represents our special amuna, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he fell. He did this for 40 days. Why did he do this for 40 days? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kenagid Abayim Yom Shnit Matara, corresponding to the 40 days that Klal Yisrael gave Torah. Goliath said that the Torah was delayed. We lost 40 days in receiving the Torah because of the Cheta Egel, and that's why he was sure that he could prevail. The Mashah has a whole different approach to this Gemara. He says, we know there's a koyach of Kedusha, of Tahara in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to balance it out with the koyach Atuma. And the koyach Atuma tries to fight the Torah. So since the Torah was given, with Moshe Rabbeinu being in Shemayim 40 days, that's why he was in battle. The Tumah was trying to fight the Torah. Another pshat that I saw was that Goliath knew that as long as Klal Yisrael learns Torah, they have nothing to worry about. So what did he do? What he did was he kept them in battle for 40 days. While he kept them in battle for 40 days, they were obviously not able to learn because they were preoccupied with a battle. And he thought to himself, if they won't have the schus of learning Torah, he'll be able to prevail. The Pasuk says, V'yetzi ish ha-benayim b'machnas plishtim, Goliath shemoi. My Isha Binayim. So the Gemara wants to know, what does Isha Binayim mean? Amar Vav, Shemuvna Mekom He was perfect, that he didn't have any blemish on him. Shmuel Amar, Beinani Shebe'achim. There were four brothers. He wasn't even the strongest or weakest of them. The Beirav, Shil Amar, Shu'asi Kabinyan. That he was made, that he was built like a binyan. So the Aruch explains that he was strong. The Mashah explains that he was, the Aruch says he was tall like a tall building, and the Mashah says that he was strong like a solid building. Tzeres Yitzin explains there are three reasons why a person may be strong. He could have that mazel. He was born strong. He could be, comes from a strong family, or he could be a strong person. Says the Tveris Tzion that our Gemara is coming to teach us that Goliath had all three of these attributes. The first one is that he was, the Gemara says, Rav said, Mevunah Mekamum, that he was born strong. The next one says that he was Benini Shebachiv. He was in the right family. And the next one says that he also Kabinyan, that he himself was a strong individual. Gol Yishmoy, the Pasuk says, Gol Yishmoy Megastan of Yosef, Shekol Doshnas Imoy. Everybody had relations with his mother, Kigas, just like a place where they crush grapes. Everybody stamps on the grapes. Everybody had relations with his mother. Ksiv Hasa, Ksiv Vihine Isha Binaim Oila, Goyus a Plishtin Shemoi, Mimoros a Plishtin, Vikaronim, Mimarochis Plishtin. Tan Rabbi Yosef, why is it called Maoris if it's Marochis? Shakal Harabi Imoi, everybody had relations with his mother. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vijishbi Benoiva Shiolda Harfa, Viksiv Arpa. So what was his name? Was her name Harfa or Arpa? Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, we have a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chanamar, Harfa Shma, her real name was Harfa. V'lam Nikra Shma Arpa, why is she called Arpa? Shakal Arfanai Soy Mechrea. Not only did everybody have relations with his mother, but they had it Shloi Kederach. V'chanamar Arpa Shma, V'lam Nikra Shma Harfa, Shakal Doshanai Soy, everybody had relations with his mother. Kareifis, like they connect to wheat, which is stamped upon. The Kena Omer, the Pasuk says, V'tikach isha v'tifres as a mosach p'nei be'er, v'tishtach ala harifos, v'bay sem v'mahocha, v'tichtosh as a evel v'machtosh b'soy harifos bali, it all represents having relations. As Arbis elu yoda l'harpa b'gas, v'yiplu, all of our sons, v'yiplu b'yad dovid b'yad avodav, my ninu, Amr of Chizda, who were her four sons? Saf, Umadoin, Goyus, Vyishbi Vinoif. Yipl Biyad Dover Biyad Avodov, the Ksiva Tishik Arpa Lachamasai, Arpa kissed her mother in law, Rus, Naomi, Rus Dovkaba, Amar Ritz, Amar Kashbach, Yavo Bnei and Ashuka, let the one that just kissed her mother in law and left her, the Yiplu, should fall in the hands of Yaradvuka and the children of Rus who remained with her mother in law, Naomi. Dosh Rav Bska Abdamos. She didn't leave easily. She shed four tears. She had these four strong children. Tisena, the Pasuk says, the Tisena Kalvatifkena Oid, that she did double what she did originally. So she originally started with two, and the other ones did the other two. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained there's a tremendous lesson in our Gemara. The lesson of our Gemara is that even when everything that somebody does, even if it's done with the worst of intentions, if it creates a Kiddush Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards that person. They say the Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin, Amud Beis teaches us, Mnei Bonav Shel Hamad, Lamdu Torah B'nei Barak. Hamad's grandchildren, his descendants, learn Torah and B'nai Barak. What does that mean? Because through Haman, there was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in this time of Mordechai and Esther. So even though Haman was a horrible person, still, because he caused the Kiddush Hashem, he had children who learned Torah. Ksiv Chetz Chanisoi, The pasuk says, "Chetzcha noisa v'kareina ba etzcha nisa." Amar Belozer, "Adayin lo yigan al chatzi shivcha shalois rasha." We haven't even spoken half of what we could say about that rasha. We can that the pasuk that doesn't say everything that we could say is also sapav shivcha rishayim. Lo lifta be klo. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, we shouldn't say anything positive about him. Answers the Gemara, Ladu Shivcha de David. We want to show how strong power David was that he was able to prevail against him. B'nei Amon, we learned in the Mishnah, Bob and the Tzaynash of Shavach. Shavach, we learned, was the general. B'ksiv, Shavach. In another place, he's called Shavach. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, have a machloikus. Harama Shavach Shmai. His name was indeed Shavach. V'lamen nikra Shmai Shavach. Why was he called Shavach? Shasuk is Shavach. He was built like a nest. V'charam is Shavach Shmai. And the other one says that his real name was Shavach. V'lamen nikra Shmaivach. Shekala Roy, so whoever saw him, he got so scared that Nishpach Lefon of Kikitoin, he started to urinate. He couldn't hold himself in. The pasuk says that since we spoke about how we will prevail against them, that the pasuk there in Yirmiyahu continues, Ash pasuk kegev psuach kulam gebayrim. Rav Shmuel, v'amalei Rav Ami Ravasi. Chanama b'shosh zorkim chetz. When these strong people would throw an arrow, oisin ashbos oisrois shel chalolim. They would make piles of people who were killed. V'shem etayimim. Umran Bekerev, that they were very expert in how to, they were experts in how to throw these spears. Tamalayma Kulam Gebayrim, they were very strong. It wasn't just that they were great soldiers. V'charama B'shosh Oysen Tzurcheyim, when they would use the bathroom, Oysen Ashbos Ashbos Shalzavah, they would make piles of waste. V'shem Atamer Neshecholim Ha'ayim Him, because they were sick. Tamalayma Kulam Gebayrim. Amar Mary Shmamino, Hayman the Nafis Zivle. If somebody goes to the bathroom a lot, it's a sign that Choli Ma'ayimhu, that he's not well. Says the Mar Lamay Nafkamino. Why do we need to know this? Litra Fenafshi. If somebody has this issue that he's using the bathroom a lot, he needs to see a doctor. The pasuk says Mishle Dag Be'Levish Yisichenu. Rav Amar Ravasi, Machlok Shavami Ravasi, what does the pasuk mean? One says, Charama Yisichenu Midatoi. If you want it to go away, don't think about it. Charama Yisichenu Lacherim, tell it to other people. So, one pshat that I saw in Yisichenu Lacherim is that we know throughout Shas, Rameir is called Acherim. And what the Gemara means to say is that if somebody is unfortunately experiencing difficulty, Yisichenu Lacherim, he should give tztaka to the tztaka of Rameya Balanes, and by giving tztaka to the tztaka of Rameya Balanes, that will be a schus that he'll be able to have a Yeshua. But the Bnei Yisachar says a very different pshat, a very famous pshat that the Bnei Yisachar says. Why is there a point to Yisichenu Lacherim to tell other people about your suffering? He says, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a gzera on a person that he has to suffer. But that is because that person did whatever he did, that it should be, that gzera should be decreed that he has to suffer. But it doesn't mean that anyone else who he's close to, family and friends, should suffer as well. So therefore the Gemara is saying, says the Bnei Yisachar, in the Agra de Parka, Yisichenu Lacherim, tell your problems to someone else. By telling your problem to someone else, that person is going to suffer by hearing about your problems. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeira that you should suffer. He didn't mean that the other person should suffer. And therefore, by you telling the other person and the other person feeling bad, that will be a way that, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that that person should suffer, that's why you'll be fine. Another pshat that I saw, Yisichena, is a lashon of achno, bending down. Somebody who bends down, Yisichenu, if somebody becomes humble and modest when he's suffering, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects, and therefore he'll have Yeshua. Another pshat that I saw is Yesichenu, is from the wording V'yetze Yitzchak L'suach Besada. And the Gemara explains that what does L'suach Besada means? It means Tefillah. Dagbalish V'lavish. If somebody is suffering, Yesichenu, he should daven. And if the person will daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear his tefillahs and bring him a Yeshua.